This is CliffCentral.com.
Elena Wasserman is the editor of Business Insider, a seasoned financial journalist, editor with more than 20 years of experience in some of the country's leading business titles, including FinWeek, Fin24, Saka24. She's even been the personal finance columnist for You magazine, Heysgenoot magazine, from 2005 to 2007. And she is a master's degree journalist from the University of Stellenbosch. That was ages ago. I know you don't want to probably talk about ancient history, but it's nice to see you, Helena.
Thanks, nice to meet you this morning. Thanks for the opportunity.
I wanted to talk to you about Business Insider. I wanted to talk to you about business publications in general. And since this is the first week of the new VAT increase, there's probably stuff we can talk about there, because having written all these personal finance columns and having been the editor for so many financial publications for such a long time, you are probably more intimately involved in how South Africans spend their money, whether or not they save their money, what costs them the most, what they're most concerned by. And I thought this is probably the kind of thing that would be gold in terms of information for people. So how are you, first of all?
I'm happy. This is the coolest thing that's happened to me in a very long time. So
wow.
Thank you very much.
Well, I think Business Insider is a pretty cool thing to have happened as well. It's the world's Business Insider is an international site. It's the world's largest financial news platform, and it's just been launched in South Africa. Mm-hmm. So tell me how you got involved here and what it means for you and who you're hoping to attract as the market here.
So we've been up and running for a month now. Mm-hmm. It's been massive. It's been really, it exceeded all our expectations. I think we're standing on about 3.5 million hits on our site.
That's incredible.
So it's been.
That's going to really be like right up there with the biggest sites in South Africa, right?
Yeah. So we're really doing well. I think people have really responded to it.
So what are they going there mostly for? Business news? Are they going there mostly for personal finance stuff? Are they going for international news? What are they looking for?
So I think what they're looking for is opportunity, right? So where growth is happening in South Africa, what the latest innovations are. We're seeing that it cut across all sort of age groups. So it's mm-hmm. a mindset. It's people curious about business, about how to get ahead, how to make money. So we focus more on making money, opportunities, innovation, mm-hmm. technology, and then how to be a better executive. So we're basically targeting the next generation of executives. So this is how to manage a company, which technology you can use, but then also the stuff that people are interested in. So we focus on business minus the boring bits. Mm-hmm. So we really look at the practical stuff. We look at stock fails, for example. Look at,
it's a big part of how South Africa's finances work.
Yes. I mean, we did a story. So if you look at the amount of money that people will save in stock fails this year, they could buy Pick and Pay in cash and have 10 billion rand left over, So there's a lot of potential in the economy that could be harnessed.
So stock fail, just to let people know, these are kind of informal financial arrangements that people make in communities where, say, 12 people get together, they all pool their money, and once out of every 12 months, in 1 month, that one person will get all the money. Mm-hmm. And then they suddenly have a massive windfall and they can buy a fridge or they can buy a TV or they can, that's their chance. And the rest of the months they're actually contributing to the community.
Yes, and if you look at the default rate, it's 2%.
So it's really disciplined.
It's disciplined. I mean, if you look at some of the other larger micro lenders, for example.
Because a lot of people say that our informal economy is very laissez-faire and there isn't really a lot of direction and discipline, but there is.
There is a lot. People are working very hard and they're very disciplined about saving. So as I say, 2% default rate, if you look at some of the micro lenders, that's up to 6 to 10%. So it just shows you how important this is.
And
you'd
rather be in a stock fell than be taken advantage of by one of these micro-lenders, because the interest rate there is just incredible.
Absolutely.
And sometimes you can't get out of the debt that you get into.
It just spirals away, yeah.
All right, so people go because they want to find out how to make money.
Yes.
To Business Insider, and they'll obviously go to get the news around money. But don't we have unrealistic expectations these days, to a large degree, particularly a lot of young people? They think they're going to become tech billionaires overnight. They think they're going to discover an idea that's going to make them extremely rich, and they won't have to work once they hit 30?
Well, that's news to me. I think many people are very clear on what it takes to be.
Really?
Yes.
That's encouraging.
Yes. I mean, there are obviously a couple of hipster techies who think they, you know, their app will change the world. But the people we see are very clear about what it takes. They're all, I mean, so I think South Africans are so exciting because they each have a side hustle. They have a normal job. They have two things going on the side. You know, it's a very vibrant, exciting economy to live in and to work in as a journalist, you know. So I think, yeah, I think there is, I mean, obviously you're right. I do think there are some unrealistic expectations, especially of new people entering the job market, for example, who think they'll earn the big bucks within 2 years. But, you know, I think South Africans are actually quite...
Do we have a good infrastructure? Do we have a good ecosystem? Do we have a good environment for business in South Africa? Could it be improved?
You know, I lived in the UK for a long time. I just came back from a stint in Germany, and I lived in the US, and I lived in the Netherlands as well. And if you look how structured those economies are in terms of rules and regulations, yeah. And I think we could be better. I think there is some sort of, we do have first world regulations trying to, you know, regulate a market that may not need all of the regulations that we have.
Sure.
But I do think people are, you know, hustling. And I do think that South African economy, to a large extent, you know, allows for that.
Well, the freer the economy, usually the better.
Yes.
I mean, places where people make money are the places where there are less rules and regulations. Mm-hmm. So maybe that works to our advantage. But some people would say certain parts of our economy are overregulated. You know, the labor market, certain kinds of the reliance on government. Government plays a huge role in our economy, mm-hmm. and maybe too much of a role.
Yes, but I mean, that cuts both ways in the sense that the more labor legislation you have, the more secure lending becomes, for example.
Yeah.
People get to get a house because they do, because we have labor legislation.
So in other words, because you're secure in your job, exactly. You can afford to pay your bond.
Exactly, and the banks know that. So
it reflect? Because so many people in South Africa are employed, particularly in the public sector. Do most of those people purchase houses?
Well, we have one of the highest homeowner rates in the world. I think we're up with Spain, which is also one of the highest.
That's very encouraging.
Well, to an extent.
Well, when you have something, you have something to lose. So you tend to be more responsible as a citizen.
You have collateral as well. So you can start a bit business against it and all of that. But it also cuts against you in the sense that you're not that mobile. So, I mean, there are studies that show the higher the rate of home ownership, the less, you know, it does impede economic growth because people can't move to where the jobs are that easily. You know, so it sort of cuts both ways. But I think net-net, it's a good thing.
Where do you see, and what do your readers think, the major areas of opportunity are in South Africa's economy for people to make money, to build businesses, to be able to change their lives for the better?
I think... for myself, it's definitely sustainable energy and the new projects that's coming online, which is really exciting. I think it will change the physical landscape and business landscape, for example. Agriculture, I think, is major. You know, I think there's a lot of opportunities in value-added products in the agricultural sector and expanding into Africa and building things into Africa. So Africa itself, you know, represents
a massive opportunity.
Absolutely. No.
What excites you? I mean, when you either commission or edit or receive articles from people, what are the things that you're most excited to see and read?
Anything practical, right? Anything that will actually change somebody's life and make them earn more money or get ahead or spend it more wisely. So we also have a very strict rule that you're only allowed to write a story if you feel excited about it.
Mm.
So, you know, it's excitement is a big part of our business.
How much of a role does the internet play in something like Business Insider? Because for so long, and this is something I wanted to talk to you about and threw forward to earlier, that we would discuss the idea that business publications have changed. You know, you used to have these big spreadsheets and people would they'd open up a massive newspaper and it would be a man in a suit, and he would be the person who wanted the business info. Now it's everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's interested and everybody can get it by going online, right?
Yes. Also, speed is information is money. And so the internet, online business news is absolutely ideal for business, because the more information you have and the faster you have it, the more money you can make. Because that's how trading works, you know. So, yes, so online, the online environment is absolutely key.
And what are your feelings about jobs? I mean, in South Africa at the moment, we obviously have an unemployment problem, a massive problem. It's, what, 27% or something that we're looking at, unemployment. How are we going to fix that?
Well, we also have like a massive skill shortage, and not only in the CA spectrum, but also in artisans, in, you know, fitters and turners and boilermakers and plumbers and electricians. And if you look at sustainable energy, all of these projects, these solar projects, wind projects, all of them need new expertise, technical expertise, people can work with their hands. So, you know, there's like 500,000 jobs waiting. The average age of the South African plumber is 56 or something. So there's a lot of opportunity.
Wow. No young people want to be plumbers.
I just think it's a legacy issue, yeah. You know, people went to university, they didn't actually go to study. So there's a lot of opportunity in jobs, I think. And, I mean, just looking at, we did a very popular story on online tech courses, where you can do an online tech course for as little as 150 rand, and you immediately upskill yourself, and you can get a new tech job in a different area, like quickly, you know. So this is, things move very fast.
How did you get into this? I mean, how did you get into journalism? What made you think that this is something you were interested in?
I always loved politics. I wanted to be a political reporter, and then my dad forced me to do economics at university as well. So, and then,
are you grateful or angry?
I'm so glad for that. And then I started working at Bilt. As a crime reporter, and then somebody got wind of the fact that I actually did economics as well, and so they forced me on the business desk, and so yeah, here I am.
And all that experience of being the editor of so many other financial publications, do you think South Africans have an entrepreneurial streak in us? Do you think that South Africans are exceptional in any way? Is there some area that we excel at that you're particularly impressed by?
Everything.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, as somebody who's just been, my husband's an academic, and we spent a couple of months there in Germany now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at one stage, it felt like I had to pay with beads. You know, that's so unsophisticated in the way they
pay with beads.
In the way they do financial services. You know, it's really.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are always surprised when American banks are experienced by South Africans, because they're very rudimentary.
Exactly.
They still use things like faxes, and you still actually have to go to the branch to get things done some of the time.
And I mean, if you speak to any psychologist or anybody who's studied CEOs, they'll tell you that the most important quality of a CEO is resilience, right? And that's the one thing we have, is resilience. You know, this weekend, the LA Times had a story about Cape Town, about the fact that Cape Town halved its water consumption within 3 years, something that nobody else on this planet has managed to do. You know, the Australians took 10 years to do the same thing. If you look at some of the high-income households in Cape Town, they reduce the household water consumption by 80% in a year, which is unheard of. The stuff that we've been through, electricity blackouts, you know, we've been through every sort of crisis, currency crisis, interest rate crisis. It's made us incredibly resilient. And that, I think, is a very important quality. We see opportunity.
Well, Business Insider has launched in South Africa, as you said, been going for a month. Are you happy with what's going on there so far?
No, we're enjoying it. We're really having fun.
So you've got a couple of interesting contributors. You've got Philip De Wet as an associate editor. You've got Bruce Whitfield, who's going to be one of your contributors.
Yes.
So it sounds like you've got some very interesting people there.
Yes, we're doing interesting stuff.
Very good. Launched in 2007, Business Insider is the largest business news site in the US, one of the fastest growing news brands in the world. Who are your competition?
We'd like to think we don't really have competition, but we obviously want to be the biggest financial site in South Africa.
Well, you're on your way to that. What, 3 million hits in your first month?
3.5.
Very, very nice. There we go. Businessinsider.co.za. And thank you so much for coming to speak to us, Helena Wasserman, who's the editor of Business Insider. I hope it's going to be one of those things that people want to read every single day and that people find something useful in. I like the emphasis on practicality, on pragmatism, and being able to actually go through a list of things to be able to figure out whether or not you're on the right track.
This is CliffCentral.com.